I thought it was a very hard fought game. I thought we had some opportunities to put them away at a certain point in the third quarter. And unfortunately, we didn't. But we showed the resiliency there at the end to make some plays when we had to.
Smitty, was a strange feel to the game. It never looked like either offense really seemed to get in a really nice role on either side. And obviously, you credit the defenses to a certain extent. When you have a strange rhythm to the game, it became a field position type football game. Is there an adjustment that you make in what you're trying to do during the game, or do you just kind of let it play out and make adjustments as they come along?
Well, I think we did a very good job on third down defensively. It was our best third down game of the season, and I thought we did a good job of winning all the down and distances or the situations in third down. We won some third and twos, we won some third and fours, we won some third and sevens, and that was kind of the way the game was going. And on the other side, we weren't converting on third down. We had some opportunities, especially on the first two drives, where we just came up a little bit short. And we didn't get the start that we wanted. And it was, it was a back and forth game there for a while. And then, we were able to, kind of separate from them. And then in the fourth quarter, Dave, we gave up those two explosive, touchdowns. And that's kind of been an Achilles heel for us. Fortunately, we were able to overcome them. And, Matt hit that, critical field goal there at the end of the game.
Coach, I thought there was a momentum change yesterday. Falcons really had a control, 16-3 third quarter. And then Roman Harper gets the penalty on Roddy White. The very next play, the receivers and defensive backs have a little WWE scrap going. Did you notice the change in the energy from Carolina? And what did you say to your guys after that happened?
Well, we definitely had the momentum going our way prior to that play that you're talking about. And I did feel that the energy in the stadium – changed. It changed significantly, and we've got to do a good job of overcoming that. That sequence of plays where we had the 15-yard penalty, then we have a false start, and then we complete a pass, but at the end, when the play's over, we don't have possession of the football. I think there was a change, and it got them going on their side of the field, and we just had to hang tough, and I thought that we did that. We made some plays there at the end with Matt connecting with Roddy. But in terms of those penalties, you've got to be very careful. And as I said yesterday, I've never been in a situation where there were probably 40 people out there going at it or pushing around or milling around or in it, and there was one flag. And it just so happened to be a flag, a flag on us. But hey, that's how the official saw it, and that was the way it, that's the way it went down.
It's many so often in games the subtle changes, and it may be just a reminder of a technique, or maybe it's a personnel change. But Carolina was getting some mileage out of that cutback run, running to their right side and cutting back to the backside. But you guys took that away. I think at some point, either mid-second quarter or into the second half, that was taken away from. What did you guys do there to secure that area?
Well, we had some leverage issues on the backside. We had guys that were a little over-aggressive in terms of keeping the ball on their inside shoulder. And some, depending on what the defense is, dictates who's responsible for it. And that was the, that was the issue. And then there was one instance where we had, a missed tackle on that as well. So it gets compound. You lose leverage. You're not setting the edge. And we want us to be able to set the edge on both sides, both on the front side and the back side. And when we didn't set the edge, then we had a missed tackle. And then I think on that drive early, the one that ended up being a field goal, we lost contain on the quarterback, and the receiver was able to run from the right side of the field all the way over to their bench and complete a critical third down. But the one thing that our guys did on the defensive side is they competed the entire ball game, and that was critical. And there in the end of that drive to go and hold them from inside the 10-yard line was I think a big boost for us confidence-wise on the defensive side of the football.
You did a good job in the cutback run, as Arch just mentioned. Another place where I thought the defense played well was limiting Cam Newton in the explosive plays. Now, he's been a guy that's been hobbled. We saw against Philadelphia what he wasn't really able to do. Their offensive line struggled. Was there any game plan change this week, knowing that he wasn't 100%, something that you would have done differently had he been 100%?
Well, we would have probably been a little bit more prepared for him running the design runs. They did have on a third down, they did run him on a third down run and did convert. There were probably two third down conversions that he got with his feet, but they were power runs where he had a lead blocker going in front of him. We anticipated that we would not see the option with him keeping the ball. I do believe that he did do it a time or two, which we felt like he would, just to keep us honest, to show us that we have to defend the option.
So Mike Smith Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 of the Game. Head Coach Mike Smith with us here in the first half hour. And Eric Weems, who was an unbelievable performer yesterday, has been since he's been back on special teams, will join us in the back half hour. Dave Archer, John Michaels here with you. Smitty, another part of the game that it certainly looked like Carolina was making a concerted effort to try to not allow you guys to throw the ball down the field. It looked like that the umbrella coverage, really safeties playing over the top, trying to take care of the corners, Keekly kind of roaming that middle and trying to jump anything in the middle of the field, and they did a pretty good job with it.
They did. I think it was very obvious that their focus was going to be on not allowing us to throw the ball down the field or throw the ball over their head to our wide receivers. And when they do that, then you've got to make them pay with some of the underneath passing game. And we did not, we didn't create the explosive plays that we're normally creating. I think we had five explosive plays and our goal is eight. And we didn't get that done yesterday. But a lot of it had to do with the way that they were defending us.
Well, we get Mike Smith for another 15 minutes here. When we come back, we want to talk to Smitty about some really superlative play. Matt Bryant has played outstanding, was 4-for-4 yesterday, now 16-18 on the day. How about Eric Weems? Eric Weems, six special teams tackles, and Roddy White, the probably the greatest receiver in Falcon history, goes over 10,000 yards. We'll visit with Mike Smith with all that, and, of course, the Cleveland Browns coming to the Georgia Dome. All that and more right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Head Coach Mike Smith with us here for another 15 minutes or so, and then Eric Weems will join us in the back half of the show. Smitty, as you look at some of the we talked a little bit about the game and some of the things that were going on within the game, and then there's some of the players that really stepped up for you in a number of different areas. This kind of became a special teams type of game, and these two teams battle each other, and we've seen it before. Matt Bryant, once again, an unbelievable performance by your kicker, 4-for-4 yesterday, and he just continues to knock him through.
He amazes me, and he's a guy that's got ice water in his veins. I don't know how many game-winning kicks he's had for us in his time here, but he's won lots of games for us. Nothing phases him. Put him out there, try to ice him, whatever, and he's going to kick it between the pipes, and he did a great job yesterday. If we don't score when we're on the plus side of the 50 and around the 35-yard line, we got a pretty good chance that Matt's going to go out there and get it done, and he's continued to do that.
Stay with the special teams for a second. The other Matt Boscher, had a couple of huge punts in the fourth quarter, and Eric Weems, the guy that will be our guest coming up in the bottom half of the hour, some huge plays, making tackles. Philly Brown, a dangerous return man. Talk about those in a flip-the-field scenario for the team.
Yeah, I thought Matt Boscher did a very good job punting the football yesterday, not only for distance, but his hang time was outstanding. And to look at the stat sheet and see six special teams tackles by Eric Weems is unheard of, to have that type of production. We know that Eric was, when he was with us, he went to the Pro Bowl as the NFC special teams player. So he's continued to play at a very high level. And, we ask him to do a lot, and people try to slow him down and stop him, put two guys on him, try to trap block him, and he continues to beat the resources that they're putting on him and making plays. And Eric is a guy that actually in the game also played more offensive plays yesterday. So he's he's a guy that helps, you know, helps in a number of ways.
Well, it's not a sexy part of the game. I think the third portion of the game is kind of forgotten from time to time, Smitty, but you just talked about two guys, three guys counting Matt Bosher, that really impact the game. Here's just for instance, the punter Nortman, his net average yesterday was 35 yards. Bosher's net average was 46.9, almost 12 yards more in the differential when you start talking about flipping the field back and forth.
Yeah, when you start talking about 12 yards, that's first down. You know, so you've got one first down earned on a change of possession, and that's something that we talk about all the time to our players, is we got to win the field position battle, and it's going to take place in the kicking game, you know, ultimately. And you know, Matt continues to punt the ball extremely well. And when you start talking about net, it's not just the punter; it's the guys that are covering the kick and getting down the field. And I thought our punt coverage was outstanding. We did not kick the ball as well as we needed to on kickoffs, and our kickoff coverage, the drive starts weren't where we needed them to be, though.
Now, one of the things that could hurt you going forward, you announced during the press conference a couple of injuries. Anton Smith, not only a special teams demon, but one of those explosive playmakers on offense. And Robert Alford going to miss some time. Talk about the guys that are going to have to step up and what impact those players have when you lose them for some time.
Well, Anton has been probably our most explosive player over the last half of the season this year, or last year, and then through the start of this season. When he gets an opportunity in certain situations, he's hard to, you know, he's hard to stop. So we're going to miss his explosiveness on the offensive side of the ball and what he does special teams wise. So very unfortunate that he's going to have to be put on the reserve injured list. We're going to miss him, but it's going to give somebody else on our team an opportunity to step up and take that role on special teams. There'll be someone that'll have to step in and do that, and then we're going to have to distribute the ball to some of the other guys that we have. Maybe Devontae Freeman, getting more opportunities to touch the ball. So it's one man's misfortune, another man's opportunity. And it sounds harsh, but that's the reality of the NFL. And then Robert Alford has a wrist injury, and it will be something that is going to take a couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll get it settled down and we'll be able to get him back out there on the field. But he is definitely going to be out for the game this week. But we hope to get him back sooner than later. It's a situation where we've got to get that thing healed up, and once it gets healed up, I think we'll be able to splint it and get him out there participating, because Robert leads our team in interceptions, does a really good job for us playing that corner position, and that will be an opportunity for Robert McClain and Javier Arenas to step into that role. You know, Robert has been a guy that's both mainly played the nickel corner for us last year and the start of the season this year. But he'll get an opportunity to go out and play, and we'll give Javier an opportunity as well.
Well, Smitty, before we jump into Cleveland, I wanted to ask you about one of the great players, and I mentioned probably the greatest wide receiver in Falcon history. Roddy White goes over 10,000 yards yesterday, and that's nothing to sneeze at. 42 players have done it in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League. And Roddy White did that yesterday. I know that's something you're very proud of.
Yeah, very, very excited for Roddy. You talk about an exclusive club. It's a pretty darn exclusive club, and he's still got he's still got catches in him. So it was a situation yesterday that we knew that he had a chance to meet that milestone and surpass it, and he did. You know, unfortunately, it was not at home. The game was somewhere else, so we didn't really get an opportunity to really recognize it like it should be. But, you know, Roddy is such a team player. I know he wasn't focused on that milestone. He was focused on us getting a win there in Carolina.
You get a chance to come home now after, I think you said 42 days yesterday when you and I spoke. It seems like it's been longer than that. But You get to come home. Cleveland Browns come to town in the only division in the National Football League, the AFC North, where everybody's over 500. We'll play against the Falcons, who now lead the NFC South, even though you're under 500. But it's more about the last two games and the momentum you carry it into this game. Your initial thoughts, and I know you haven't had a chance to watch a lot of Cleveland yet, but your initial thoughts of them coming into the Dome.
Well, Mike Pettine and I, we worked together in Baltimore, and of course he was the defensive coordinator with Rex Ryan there with the Jets, so we're familiar. He's done a very good job. He and his staff have got the Browns playing good in all areas. You know, the first look, you look at what they've done offensively. Brian Hoyer is playing very good football. They've got three running backs that have over 300 yards rushing. And their physical style is something that impresses me, the way that they run the football. They've got a wide receiver that's coming off a suspension that we anticipate that we'll see in Josh Gordon. He's a very explosive player, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, not only offensively but defensively as well. And you know, they've got the leader in interceptions in Gibson. Buster Schrike is also one of the top guys in terms of interceptions. So they attack the ball. It's a, you know, it's a very multiple defense, and they've got some guys that can put pressure on you coming off of the edge. I've been very impressed with what they've done thus far in the season. You know, and we're going to need our fans to be out and ready to cheer us on and let us have a home field advantage. We haven't felt that in 42 days.
In those 42 days, what did you learn about your football team the most?
Gosh, that we're, you know, that we're very resilient. You know, there's ups and downs that are gonna that you're gonna go through as a, you know, as a team, and you have to battle through them. And it really starts with the guys in the locker room. And there's some guys that have been mentoring some of these young players that haven't had a whole lot of experience in the NFL that are getting a bunch.
No, Smitty, we appreciate you taking the time to join us for the first half hour here. Congratulations on the win, back-to-back road wins for this team, first time since 2012, and really a heck of an accomplishment inside the division. Now you get to come home for two, and here come the Cleveland Browns. Congratulations on the win, and we look forward to you going 1-0 this week.
I like it. I like it. That's the goal.
All right.
Thank
there
you.
There you go. Head coach Mike Smith coming up. Eric Weems will join us in the player portion of our program right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.